Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you, chose that you should exist, chose you, consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed, and we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all heart, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way, and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
And you are listening
to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host. My name is Gary. Revolutionary Life is here every weekday night, guys, from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday. You never know what we're going to talk about here on Revolutionary Life, so you can hit that follow button at the top of my site, and you'll be notified when we're live. Also, there's a share button, guys. If you like what you hear, send it to somebody who might be interested in this way of thinking, a revolutionary way. You see, here at Revolutionary Life, we deal with things that affect our lives every day, all day. But we look at them from a revolutionary point of view, and revolution is just change. And revolution is just change. The revolutionary wants to be on the vanguard of change. That's it. To do that, we got to keep our fingers on the pulse. That's what we try to do around here. The topic for tonight, guys, is sometimes you have to lose your mind to come to your senses. You don't hear me? Sometimes you have to lose your mind senses. We're going to talk about this statement tonight. Yes, sir. Tonight we're going to take a revolutionary look at this statement. What does it mean to lose your mind? What are we talking about? Coming to your senses. Welcome, everyone who tuned in tonight, who's listening in tonight. For listening in tonight, I want to thank you. And I hope you enjoy the program tonight. The D program, I'm sorry, tonight. I don't program my D program. I like that better. Because people have been telling us what to think since we were kids, since we were children. They didn't tell us what to believe, what not to believe. Preachers, teachers, parents, TV series, movies, advertisements, commercials. People telling us what to buy, what to think every day, all day long. It's hard to believe we ever had an original thought. Tonight we're going to examine this statement called, people say, sometimes you have to lose your mind to come to your senses. Man, that could be a deep statement, actually, if you think about it. If you let it sink in for a minute, there is two things going on here. Oh, yeah, there's two things going on here, baby. There's one thing going on here that's all about what you've been told and sold, what you believe, how you define the world around you, how you look at that world, that perspective that you have on what's going on out here, what you need to do to get over that hump out here and all that good shit. How you look at that world when you walk out that door, man, is everything. Because you walk over shit. You walk past opportunities every day. Yeah, you do. Because somebody told you ain't no opportunities over there. So you don't even bother. That's your mind. That's what you've been told and sold. Now your senses, on the other hand. Like I said, you might have to lose your mind. Let's talk about your senses. Coming to your senses. What is what I'm talking about here? You're a sensual being. You are a sentient being. You tell what's going on. You was put here on this earth to tell what's going on around you via, through your senses, your sensations. That's right. Before you knew a word in English or any other language, for that matter, Spanish, Latin, it didn't matter. You didn't have a language. When you came into this world, you negotiated this world with your senses. That's all you had to depend on. You smelled it, you tasted it, and you touched it. That's how you told what it was. You ever notice a baby, a young 1 year old or something, a young baby might put his mouth on something or pick up something on the ground and put it in his mouth. It ain't because he's hungry. It's because he, in order to understand the world around him, he applied all of his available sensory organs, his senses. He picked it up and he smelled it. He looked at it. The baby picked it up. The baby smelled it. He looked at it. He didn't hear it making any noises. He listened to it. He felt it. And then he used his last sense. He tasted it. Now he knows that thing. He didn't even have to have a name for it. He knew what water was. He knew what milk was before he knew the word milk, because he had smelled it, tasted it, touched it. He had applied his senses to it, his God-given senses, if you will. That's what you come in here with. If you try to talk to God in a language, I don't care what language it is. Anything from a light language to a Indo-European language or an Asian tongue. If you speak in any tongue, if you speak in tongues, I got news for you. You were given the means by which to communicate with the universe the day you were born. They'll call your God-given senses, but you don't pay attention to them anymore. Now that you've learned language, you don't pay attention to what your body tells you anymore. Something don't look right. Something don't sound right. Something don't smell right. Something don't taste right. Instead of you listening, you said, oh, well, I'm going to try it anyway. Because it might be good for me. I might make some money. I might enjoy it. I might. Because you've been sold on it. And you bought it. Sold out or bought in. Doesn't matter. You're going to try it. Even though all your senses are telling you, don't put that in your mouth. But you know better. Than nature, than your nature. Go back to when you were a child. All you had to determine what's going on in the world around you were your senses. They were given to you. You come in here with them. And their whole job, 24-7, your sensory organs, 24-7, their whole job is to tell you what the hell's going on around you. But you don't pay attention to those. Because your mind, because you think you can intellectualize and conceptualize everything, and you haven't been given the information necessary to do that. Garbage in, garbage out. I've got whole presentations, guys. You know, all of my presentations are archived. So I got an on-demand section if you stroll down my site, and you'll see my previous presentation. I got a whole presentation on the illusion. I know people say we live in a simulation, we live in a hologram, all that kind of stuff. It ain't even talking about that. It talks about the shit you see. You know better than, and you do. It's cognitive distancing. You look at it and you know that ain't right, but you go along with it. You normalize it, they say. You made it normal. You made it all right. God. And so if you check my illusion, I go into all that. I won't do that now, but gosh. If we're going to move forward, we need a little clarity. So let's just get the bullshit that we know is bullshit out of the way. If we have, unless we done, like I say, unless we done bought into it, sold out to it, we know it's a lie and we do it anyway. Either we done bought in or sold out, it don't make a difference either way. We still in there doing that. Sometimes, the title of this presentation is called Sometimes. You have to lose your mind on what you think, what you believe, to come to your senses, which tells you what's real. But you got to be in the present moment. That whole thing about being in the now, in the present moment, living in the now kind of thing. That presence is when your senses is on fire. I did a whole presentation on living in the now, guys. I learned living in the now. Check this out. I learned living in the now as a practice that I could teach before I even knew anything about the spiritual stuff. You know what I mean? You had to listen to my older presentations, but I tell about being on a security detail. And a very hairy situation. It was a high publicity situation, right? But it was a situation where two families were very much angry at each other about what went down. And I won't go into it, but I would have to escort the defendant to court and out of court with all this anger going on between families, right? Anyway, so any detail I'm in charge of have to be on their toes because shit could pop off, right? Going back and forth in and out of court because you got to walk through, that courthouse and all that stuff. And so we had to be in the now, end of story. I'll just put it that way. You can listen to my pre-presentation about that history. But you had to be in the moment. You couldn't be thinking about your girlfriend, your bills, last night, or tomorrow. You had to be thinking about right then, right now, or you could get your client hurt. And so that became a practice. It ain't something you did automatically. Most folks don't. Most folks' mind runs off at the we run off at the mind like we run off at the mouth. And sets it thinking. It's a psychosis we all share. They had to get quiet, still, so that they could hear whatever went down in that courtroom. If somebody jacked a nine, cocked a nine, or round off in a nine, they better heard it when it cocked. So they didn't have time to be thinking. Thoughts. Running through their minds and all that good shit. They had to be on point. They had to be frosted. These kind of terms we use, guys, but check it out. In a practical world, being in the moment, being aware, meant being present. And being present just simply meant to us back then, listening, smelling, tasting, looking. If something moved in the room, you know what the room, you own that room. So if anybody went in their purse or pocket or stood up or sit down, you saw it happening. It didn't catch you by surprise. Because that was your room. I guess you have to be there, guys. Anyway, being in the now came to me practically. Through some experiences I had where that could be a problem if you weren't on your game, as they say, as we used to say. But it really was being in the now. It really was shutting up your mind for a minute, shutting up the chatter. You had to, because you were too busy paying attention. because you know what the consequences were if you didn't. But in normal life, I guess people don't ain't forced to be frosty, so to speak. But still, being still. How about that? That's the same kind of thing. It bleeds over into a spiritual, esoteric, metaphysical, whatever you want to call it, world, if you want. But it pays to be frosty. It pays to be still. Even if you ain't in a hairy situation, it pays to be still because you hear more, you see more, you smell more, you taste more. Your senses. You come to your senses. That's what you do. That's what that's about. That's what I see when I read that statement. You have to stop the mind from running off at the mind. You know, thoughts. I'm thinking about last night. I'm thinking about tomorrow. I'm thinking about what I'm going to do when I get off work, all that kind of shit. And you letting right now get away from you. Most powerful moment in your life, really. So, yeah, I got that living in the present, living in the moment stuff practically by being in a situation where it was vital that you did. On the other hand, when I move it over, when I got to reading Eckhart Tolle, people like that, and the guy who does the Untethered Soul, forget this guy's name who does that, things like that, I realized that that's not only just something you do when you go to work, but also it's a practice you can do in your life that you know, got some benefits. You can see through some shit, no matter what somebody's telling you. You see things, people, places, and things for what they really are when you shut up for a minute, and you turn on them God-given senses. And then you trust those senses. That's the other thing. We don't trust them. I hear a lot of people say, I should have gone with my first mind. My mind told me that I should have just gone down here, da-da-da-da-da. But I decided to do blah instead. I decided to go this way instead. It's shorter or whatever. Instead of going with that first mind, whatever that means, guys. I don't know if you've ever heard that saying before, but down south here, sometimes some people will say, you know, my mind told me. I should have gone with my first mind. That means I thought about it twice. That's all. And the first thing I was going to do, I should have just gone and done that. But then I started thinking. And I told y'all, thought saying all they cracked up to be. And I started fearing and doubting and all that kind of shit. And I decided to go a different direct route. And I should have just gone and done what my first mind told me to do. Now, that ain't just what they say in the country, but my teachers in school, in high school, my teachers were giving us an exam like an SAT to see our status, IQ or whatever. And they would give it to us on IBM cards, and it had, you know, if your answers were multiple choice, it was A, B, C on the card. And you had a number two pencil, and you blocked out with the pencil whether your choice, A, B, or C. And you had a certain length of time in which to do it. When the clock rang, you had to turn in your little IBM card whether you were finished or not. And so our teachers warned us of that. You're working against the clock. If you come against a problem that you can't figure out, don't waste time trying to figure that one out. Keep rolling. Keep going. And then you can come back to that one later if you have more time. So she was giving us strategies for answering these SAT questions on this little IBM card with the pencil for how to get that done as best we could under the time frame that we were working under, right? The time that we had, because the clock was ticking. And she said to us, if you don't know the answer to that question, shade in the first thing that comes to your mind. This is what my teacher told me. I didn't know how that would work or if that works or what good that is. But she said, rather than waste time on a question that you can't get the answer to, put down the first answer you thought was the right answer and keep rolling. Your first mind, your first thought. Just like the country saying, you know, I should have gone with my first mind. Which means I should have gone with my first plan, my first thought, instead of second guessing myself. And so this going on in my community, but in my own school, here's my teacher telling me, if you can't figure it out, just shade in, just give it the first answer that came to your mind. That's usually the right answer. She was trying to give us strategies for getting these questions answered in the time frame we had. So she brought up a first mind, your first thought, right? And so there is something going, your senses may have already answered that question while your mind said, I don't know what the answer is. Your senses are God-given. They come here with you before you learn the language, any language. You told what was going on around you by using your God-given senses. You forgot how to do that. You've allowed TV, parents, teachers, preachers to tell you what time it is, what's really going on around you, without stopping for a minute. Being still, coming to the now, whatever you call it, stopping for a minute. You know, back in the old days, they say if you got upset or you can't get confused, just stop, count to 10. Same thing. Stop for a minute. Come out of the matrix for a minute. Stop your mind from thinking and thoughts and entertaining thoughts for a minute and look around you. Listen to what you hear right now. Make that important, whatever it is. I don't give a damn what it is. It could be little things. But if you heard it, it's important. If you smelled it, it's important. That's what you should have your attention on. That's the present moment. And you can be an athlete. Athletes love this zone, they call it, being in the zone, they call it. You don't know this unless you've ever been there. But when you be in the zone, you ain't thinking about fans or all that stuff. You ain't thinking about anything. You in the zone, baby. You throwing it down. You making it happen. And you ain't thinking about it. You're doing it easy. It's coming to you easy because you done blocked out everything else. You ain't listening to all the rigmarole going on around you anymore. Being in the zone, they call it. In the athletes, they call it. But you be in that zone too if we stopped our incessant thinking. If we believe that we know something about what's going on in this world, in this universe. Well, when we can't figure it out, maybe then we stop. Maybe then you stop. Usually we wait until, you know, kind of like revolution. They said people will fight for revolution when they got everything to lose or when they got nothing to lose. Maybe you need to wait till you get to one of those extremes before you lose that mind that you think can figure out everything. And you ask your senses what's really going on. And trust that answer. Tonight we were talking about a statement that they usually say, that they say sometimes, that I've heard several times. Sometimes you have to lose your mind to come to your senses. Sometimes you have to back up from what you've been told and sold just for a minute. And that's what I think that's being in the moment and meditation stuff is about. You stop for a minute. all the beliefs and definitions you've been given, labels you've been given. Hang on for a minute. And just stop all that. And go back to when you were depending on nothing but your God-given senses and ask yourself, how does this feel to me? If something don't feel right, you heard that before. Something smell fishy around here. You heard that relationship that something ain't quite right. You don't know what it is. You don't know what it is because you can't intellectualize it or conceptualize it. Can't put it in a box, in one of your boxes. So, one of your files. So, you listen to your senses. And if they say it ain't right, it don't smell right, it don't look right, don't sound right, don't taste right, don't feel right, back up. I don't give a fuck what they say. I don't care what the language they, I don't care what words they're using. I love you. I heard that is my response, but more than that, I'm looking for it. I'm trying to see if I smell it, taste it, if I feel it. If it ain't there, all I did was hurt it. I'm honest about that. Because you didn't really have to say it if I felt it, smell it, taste it, touch it, hear it. You didn't have to say a word. I love you. Long before you learned the language, you was given all the tools you needed to tell what's really going on in the world. Not virtual reality, not thoughts, not anything going on in your mind. That's virtual reality because it's all going on in your mind. It's all mental shit. But reality, the shit you can touch, smell, taste right in front of you, you ignore. It's time to come home. That's what that statement says to me. It's time to come back to your God-given senses. In fact, what happens when you pay attention to what you smell, taste, your senses, they also get sharper. How about that? You get more sensitive. You become a sensitive. You see a little bit more than other people see. You smell more than other people see. And you see shit before other people see it. Folks will be saying, well, how did you hear that? We were all in here talking. And you heard that way in there? You were here. You were present. I told you the story of that. I told you the story of this guy who goes hunting with his dogs. For years, him and his dogs go hunting together. But still. Out of all those years, he told me, if I just go to the store and come back, my dogs be jumping up and down happy to see me. Like I've been gone for years, a week or something. And I finally figured out why they're so happy. I said, why is that? And the man said, my dogs go hunting with me. They done figured out I can't see as well as they can, smell as well as they can. I can't hear as well as they can. They probably think I'm retarded. And they wonder how the hell I make it home every day. They're so happy when I show up. They jump all over me. Your senses will sharpen. How? How do you sharpen your senses? How do you see more? How do you get past the visible light spectrum? Because there are other animals who can see past the visible light spectrum. You can't. That's your limit of what you can see. There's a lot of shit to be seen. All you can see is what's visible within the visible light spectrum. That's 1% of that spectrum, by the way. We live in a limitation just based on our senses. But those senses can grow, man. But how do they grow? Like any goddamn thing else. You pay attention to them. They tell me that what you pay attention to grows. What you give your attention to grows. What you focus on, you get. So if you pay attention to things, they grow. Flowers, whatever. And so if that's true, maybe it's time to come on back home to your God-given senses and pay them some attention, and they will get sharp as hell. You'll hear it before everybody else. You'll see it before everybody else. I mean, that just happens. It got to happen when you pay more attention to your senses than you do. Because you think you know better. I know. You've been told, sold, that your mind can figure it all out. But you haven't been given, what if you haven't been given the right information? And you, even though your mind is sharp, it's working off the poor information. Garbage in, garbage out. You know what I'm saying? I did a whole thing on illusions that we live with every day. Can you imagine if you believe that shit? If you really live your life according to this, those illusions that are right there in front of your face that you know that you've accepted as a lie, but you go along with it. Just those things I pointed out there, just not anything the government's doing. I mean, it ain't no matrix. It's just that if you looked at it twice, you know that that's just ass backwards. But you've agreed to call it that, and you live like that. Look at the world from that perspective, and that's going to be the way you move, right? How you see things. Well, if you know people been telling you what to think all your life since you were a child, thinking for a minute, all not to be something that you should be averse to, it ain't going to kill you. It might wake you up. Thinking ain't always cracked up to be when you realize, well, most of these thoughts originate. TV series you were watching, the music you were listening to, the your parents, your teachers, your preachers, everybody telling you what to think. Commercials, TV, what to think, what to believe. Stop for a minute. Don't think about shit. Don't believe nothing for a minute. Go back to what you came here with, your God-given senses. They were given to you to be able to determine what's going on in the world around you, weren't they? Am I wrong about that? That's why you have sensory, the sense of touch and smell and all that stuff? So you can figure out what's going on around you? And that's the reason you got them? Why do you use intellect to figure it out? Why do you give credence to what you've been told and so about what's real and what ain't? You've given the tools when you got here. You quit using them or paying attention to them, even when they sent you the information that this is good or this is bad. You didn't pay attention to them. You knew better. Can't fool Mother Nature, though. Sometimes you pay for that. So the title of our show today was, we examine this statement that says sometimes you have to lose your mind, the shit you've been told and sold, to come to your senses, your God-given senses. Be still. And know that I am God. You ever heard that? You have to be still. We suffer from a psychosis in this country called incessant thinking. We're running off at the mouth or running off at the mind all the time. It's a novel idea, I know, to be quiet for a minute and trust. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm saying this again, guys. Your God-given senses. That's why they were given to you. You don't trust nature. You don't trust your own nature. What happened, man? Did somebody convince you that technology and all that shit is better than you? That you can't wait for AI and robots? Somebody sold and told you that you ain't about it. You ain't about nothing. You're a victim. Robots, computers can do it better than you can. So instead of you trying to do it, pop into the metaverse and watch how technology can let you do things that you can't do. In other words, give me more of your power, your attention, your most valuable gift. That's what they want. Your focus, your attention. Why? Because the shit you focus on grows, right? Well, focus on you for a minute. Know thyself. Focus on you. Focus on your sensations. Become sensual, baby. You're a sentient being. It's how you tell what's going on in the world around you. You smell it. You got to be. You can't be scared to get close enough. Now, if you really want to know what time it is, if you really want to know what's going on with a person, place, or thing, you got to go there. You got to not be where you got to go. You got to get close enough to see it. You ain't got to judge it, but you do have to see it. Smell. You have to experience it. You have to sense it. That's how you know. That's how you know any goddamn thing. If I ask you right now, how you know that? You will say, I saw it. Or I smelled it. I tasted it. I know how it tastes because I tasted it. I know how it tastes because I know what it sounds like because I heard it. That's how you say you know anything through your senses, ain't it? If I challenge you on what you know, you will refer to one of those senses. I felt it. That's how I know. I was there. I saw it. That's how I know. You're talking about eyes, ears, and you're talking about sensory organs. You're talking about sensory. That's how you know anything, or you swear you do. And people are challenging on that. If you didn't see it, you can't be sure. If you weren't there to hear it, did a tree fall in the forest if nobody was there to hear it? You know, people will challenge you on that, on your sensory perception of the world around you, because that's how you know shit. That's how you verify shit, through your senses. Come on home. That's where it's at. But you got to be quiet, man. Think you know better. If you look at my illusion section, you'll know that that shit out there that you've been taking for granted, that if you looked at it twice, you'll say, my God, damn, that's not right. I've been saying that all my life. And believe it or not, if you say it all your life, it's become routine. Your subconscious done picked it up as a pattern, and now it's how you relate to the world around you. All these soap operas don't bother me. They're just entertainment. But I got to be there to see one every day. I can't miss an episode. Then they do have something. Then they do affect you. Oh, it doesn't affect my kids to sit here and play first-person shooter games and Grand Theft, a crime, by the way, Grand Theft Auto, War, Craft. It's just entertainment. Quieting your mind. That's what I get from this statement. Being still is quieting your mind. Stopping the chatter just for a minute. It ain't about nothing anyway except the past or the future. And they ain't real yet. One's gone and the other one hasn't got here. Thinking ain't always cracked up to be. It's a good time to, every now and then, to stop and come back home to your God. Given senses, and they will sharpen. When your senses sharpen, you become more aware. Guess what they call that? They call that heightening your awareness. You ever heard that? Heightening your consciousness. You hear that in the esoteric and the New Age world. Heightening your consciousness, heightening your awareness. Well, that's exactly what happens. When your senses get sharp, you see through shit. I mean, through the bull, through the BS. You people, places, and things become more apparent to you, and because you feel them now. And you feel, and it ain't weird. It's like animals do. Animals already do that. Your pets already do that. They don't give a damn what words are coming out of people's mouths. They're checking their energy all the time. I mean, they might get used to hints and the words that follow certain actions and that kind of thing, and they make a rote kind of pattern out of it. But primarily, they're checking your energy. Right? They're using their senses. What about you? That's all I'm saying. Why come they hear it before you do? Oh, well, they got special ears. They got special ears. Oh, they got more sensories in their nose than I do. You know why? Because they use it more than you do. It's valuable to them more than your sense of smell seems to be to you. Because your mind, no matter what anybody told you, can't hide the truth from you when you shut it down for a minute and you listen. Smell, taste, and touch. Now you know. Oh, boy. Now you know. Don't let your intellect tell you you ain't feeling what you're feeling. Because you're feeling what you're feeling. You ain't got to label it, and you ain't got to judge it. But you do have to trust it. It ain't got no reason to screw you around. Your senses ain't got no reason to play with you. I don't know about people. I don't know about others. But your senses ain't joking. They ain't trying to make a fool out of you. They ain't trying to use you. They're going to be raw. And if you don't filter those sensations with thoughts, you'll get raw information. You'll get your data raw, unfiltered. The P-funk. If you want your funk, you don't want your funk stepped on. Cut. Don't filter it. Set the mind. Set the thinking. Set the judgments. Set the labels. Set the comments. Set the chatter down for a minute. That's kind of like a meditation, but it means just be shut the hell up for a minute mentally and listen and trust. Somebody told you different, I know. But that's so that makes it a practice if you want to turn this thing around. That's all. It just makes it a practice, a spiritual practice, if you will. You don't have to be spiritual. I mean, it could be. It didn't come to me that way. It came to me through a security job, a high security job. I didn't have time to bullshit. I didn't have time to be thinking in my mind about yesterday or last night or tomorrow. My client could have suffered in that second. I was somewhere else and stood on my job. I had to be listening because it could come from behind me. I had to be looking because it could come from in front of me. I had to be smelling, tasting, and touching if I could, just to make sure. If I had to get close enough to do all of that, I had to get close enough, but I'd make sure my client was safe. I have to come in between people, step in between them, rudely sometimes, to make that happen. But I was in the now. I was in the present and wouldn't and didn't think of it as a spiritual practice at the time. But it worked. I was frosty. What we call it. Tonight, guys, we're looking at that statement. That statement, sometimes you have to lose your mind to come to your senses. What do you think about that? We're going into our call-in section now. I call it your time to shine. I dedicate a whole half of my show for my callers, my listeners. And just so they have questions, comments, concerns, and I'm opening up my chat room, so I have my chat open. And certainly, if you have questions, if you just have comments, if you have concerns of any kind, drop them in the chat. I'm going to be monitoring that chat, and I'll answer your question in that chat or on the air if you like, so everybody can hear what's going on. If you'd like to come on the air, call me. My phone number is 563-999-3531. 563-999-3531. Call me. You'll go straight on to the air. Everybody will hear what you have to say. Everyone will hear my response. This part of the show, I call it Your Time to Shine. Tonight we're talking about that little statement. Sometimes you have to lose your mind to come to your senses. What does that mean to you? Let me give you some music while you think about making that call or hitting that chat. It's up to you guys. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. Revolutionary Life, guys. We're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tonight, here on Revolutionary, and I'm your host, Gary. Tonight here on Revolutionary Life, we've been dealing with this statement. You've heard it before. It goes, sometimes you have to lose your mind to come to your senses. Sometimes you simply have to lose your flipping mind, come to your senses. I interpret that as you have to quiet that chattery mind for a minute. Because I know what's been put in there, been put in mind. I went to school too. I listened to my parents too. I went to church too. So a lot of, I watched TV too. So a lot have been put in my mind about what's real and what ain't, what to believe and what not to. I listened to the guys down on the corner too. Yeah. Everybody been telling me what time it is. But since I was a kid. So when I say lose your mind to come to your senses, I see it as that time when you stop thinking for a moment, when you step out of that matrix you've been told and sold on, just for a minute. I mean, it ain't like you got to go on a trip or nothing. Just be quiet. Yeah, just be quiet. And use your senses for a minute. Just use them. I mean, you got them. You live with them. You go to bed with them and wake up with them. You notice them when you're in pain. Notice them when you ain't. Because they got a job to do that you ignore quite a lot. Where your health is concerned, where your relationships are concerned, your senses got a job to do that you ignore quite a lot. And I think their only job is to tell you what's really going on around you. What's really, not what you think is going on. That's the difference. That's the mind again. But we know what's been done to that. Shit, they tell me the government got a program to mess with your mind. MK Ultra, they call it. So everybody's after your mind. Cut it, shut it down for a minute. Come here. Into the now. Into the present moment. And listen. To whatever you got, whatever you hear, it's important because it's now, it's present. It's more important than any shit you can remember or any shit you can hope for in the future, envision. And nothing more important. You can't change shit you don't own. Past and future, all that shit goes on in your head. That's mental stuff, right? Right? When you think about the past, you're thinking about it up there in your head. When you think about the future, you're thinking about it. I'm talking about coming here, where shit go down at. Present moment. Everything you hear from the car door and down the street to the plane overhead is important to you and your future and your past right now. But you throw that shit away. Just a stepping stone to get you somewhere. When you're walking past your gifts every day, what good is the universe bringing you gifts if you're not home? Yeah, you walk past shit every day. You walk past everything you need every day because somebody told you it wasn't over there. Your senses might have told you it was. You might have felt like it could be over there, but you don't go with your feelings no more. Like you did when you were a child, when that's all you had to go on is what you could see, smell, taste, and touch. That's how you identified the world around you. And to this day, that's how you tell me you know anything. I know it because I saw it. Well, you're talking about your senses again. Well, if that's how you know anything, then what's wrong with giving them the benefit of the doubt rather than what you think? somebody thinking or what you think is going on, what you believe is going on. And you do that a couple of times, cut all that off, get quiet, get still. Like it says in your scripture, be still and know that I am God. If you want to know God, you got to shut up and sit down. And use what God gave you to detect the world around you. That's why I call them your God-given senses. You don't trust them, but that's what you came here. Those are your tools. You don't sharpen them, but they will benefit you in the long run, in the dark, in ignorance, in the lack of knowledge. Even if you don't know, you can come here. Especially when you don't know, especially when you're confused about which way to go. Stop for a minute. That's what you do. Cut off the thinking. Einstein, the great mathematician or physicist, Einstein, said you cannot solve a problem from the same mindset that led you to the problem. You cannot solve a problem from the same way of thinking that led you to the problem. You got to back up. You got to check your BS, your belief system, your definitions, your labels. So when you're in the present moment, of course, you ain't got no labels. You ain't doing no judging, because that keeps the raw material from getting to you that your senses is giving you. If you want that raw data, no chaser, you got to be quiet. You got to focus on, pay some attention to. And that, like I said, that's your most precious gift anyway. Everybody wants some of that. You got to direct attention to. And they tell me that's what makes things grow, things you pay attention to. So you got to direct attention to your senses now. And you got to learn to trust them. They were given to you. They weren't given to you to mislead you. Now, I can't say that about people, places, and things. But your senses, your God-given senses, ain't playing games with you. You sure you want to know what time it is? Be quiet. If it don't scare you, it'll teach you something. It'll let you see something that wasn't there right in front of you. Been there all the time. You've been walking past it for a while. But the day you quit judging and labeling, you might pick it up. You might stop and say, damn, has that been here all the time? Now I don't walk past that every day. Every day I don't walk past that, and I didn't notice that that was a dot, 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 dot. Fill in the fucking blank. It happens all the time. But it don't happen unless you calm down and come home. And you forget what they taught you for a minute. What you think you know. What you think other people are doing. Or whatever you think. And try to get the real picture. Raw data. Without the filters. Without judgment. Without labels. I mean. That's when I read the statement, lose your mind to come to your senses. That's what I see. Quiet the mind. But trust your God-given senses to tell you what the hell's going on. That's what they're there for, right? Remember? I don't know. When I did my health thing, I asked people how much they knew about their body. I don't know if many people know that their sensory organs, they have several sensory organs, the eyes, ears, and they're there for a purpose. And the sharper they are, the more aware you are. So you're heightening your awareness, which is the same as heightening your consciousness, raising your vibration. Yeah, you see more, you hear better, you feel better, you know better, you see through more shit than you used to. You see things for what they are, put it that way. Because you're paying attention, that's the only reason. And your senses ain't going to lie to you. Trust them. That's going to be hard for some of y'all because you think you know better than that feeling you got. But it's a practice. My lines are open. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. 563-999-3531. This part of the show is a call-in section. I got my chat room open even. If you have concerns, put them in the chat. I'll be monitoring that chat. I'll respond in that chat. I'll respond on the air if you like to your chat. Also, if you want to call me, call that number, 563-999-3531. And let's hear your concerns, comments, things you like to add, things you like to take away. You've heard that statement. I think everybody has at one point in their life. You've heard this statement. Sometimes you have to lose your mind to come to your senses. What you think? Let me give you some music while you think about that. Sometimes you have to lose your mind to come to your senses. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every weekday night. We're here from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday. We talk about a lot of the subjects that affect our lives every day. We just approach those subjects from a revolutionary point of view, and revolution is just change. Revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of change. The reactionary wants to hold back change. Those are the definitions. Revolutionary life, guys. Tonight, we were talking about a statement that we've often heard. I think most people have. I don't know. Might be your first time hearing it. I don't know. It goes, sometimes you have to lose your mind to come to your senses. And I gave my take on that, guys. Then I opened my lines to see what you have to say. I dedicate a whole half of my show to my listeners. I open up my chat. I give out my phone number so I hear what you have to say. I think there's something to that statement, but when I interpret it, I just interpret it as quiet in the mind, not losing it, not going crazy, quiet in the mind. If you can only do it for a moment, but not just quiet in the mind, but then turning to your senses. Somebody can be talking to you, and you can quiet your mind instead of trying to think of what you're going to say to them as soon as they get through talking. You're already formulating your response. You could listen. You could do that with your mate. No thoughts. right? Quiet your mind and listen to your mate. Smell them, taste them, and touch them without comment, without labels, without judgment. And you'll see something you didn't see before, good, bad, or ugly. You'll see something you didn't see before. I guarantee you. You can do it with whatever's sitting on your desk right now or your car right now. It doesn't matter where you are right now. The moment you stop running off at the mind, you stop the chatter, you quiet the mind, you be still, and you employ and trust and pay attention to and give attention to your God-given senses, you'll see something in your mate, in people, places, and things that you hadn't seen before, that's all. The simplest little things to more important things that you've missed. Because you've been running this program, baby. We all have. We've been running this program of what we've been told and sold most of our lives. Quiet, losing your mind just means quieting the mind, in my opinion. Stopping the chatter. Sometimes it ain't worth it. If you look at, you know, when I say garbage in, garbage out, that's a computer term. But what we meant is the computer can be great at calculating. It can be great at figuring out problems and coming up with solutions. But if you give it garbage information to work with, it's going to come out with a solution that's garbage. Garbage in, garbage out. If we haven't been given the right information, then we can't trust what we think is going on. If we're using it based on, I heard people say, well, I did my research. Well, what they meant was they went on YouTube and they listened to some videos. That's research now. That ain't evidence-based, peer-reviewed studies that they looked up. When they said they did their research, most of them mean that they went to Wikipedia or they went to YouTube and watched some videos. That's research, I guess. But when they say you have to lose your, sometimes you have to lose your mind to come to your senses. When I interpret that, I just interpret that as being still. Quieting your mind. You know what I mean? And trusting your senses. We are sentient beings. We are sensual. We live by our sensations. We have God-given senses, but we ignore them for what we think is going on. So I like that idea. Quiet, lose your mind to come to your senses. It doesn't mean go crazy. Like lose your mind, go become a lunatic. It means just quiet your mind. Step out the matrix for a minute. Step out of what you've been told and sold. Your BS, your belief systems, your definitions, your labels, your judgment, and be quiet. And know that I'm God. Your own scriptures, if you want to know God, when you were born, you were given everything you needed to detect the world around you. It's called your senses, God-given senses. You don't trust them anymore. You don't listen to them anymore. You think you know better. But if you want the real deal, because your senses ain't got time to play with you and try to fool you and trick you. If you want the real deal, raw data, I mean. Pay some attention to your senses and trust them to give you the right information. If it don't feel right, I don't care what it sounds like. I don't care if that deal sounds like the greatest deal you ever felt, you ever got into, but if somehow or nothing, it don't feel right. Something don't smell right. Something don't sound right. Something don't look right. You heard those sayings before. Those are your senses talking. And you can ignore them and say, well, you know, maybe this will work out. Whatever. And you go ahead and do it anyway because you think you know better. But what we forgot is since we were a baby, before we knew what language was, the way we knew anything about the world around us is we employed those senses to everything. We picked some stuff up off the ground and put it in our mouth. Because that's one of the ways we tell what shit is, things are. That's just the way we tell what things are. We sense them. If I ask you right now, how did you know that? You say, I saw it. That's a sense, right? Visual. I heard it. That's another sense. So that's how we say we know anything. So if you know anything, the truth of the matter is you always rely on verifying it by saying you use one of your senses to detect its existence. That's how you know. I smelled it. I tasted it. I touched it. That's how I know. So if that's how we know anything, then your senses is doing their job if you trust them. Because you might be misled by the stuff you've been told and sold. But your senses ain't got time to mislead you. They don't do that. They give you raw data. How you use it is up to you. And so I like that idea. Sometimes you have to lose your mind to come to your senses. To me, that means sometimes you just have to quiet that chatter, that constant chatter, that incessant thinking that goes on. It's like something we all suffer, this psychosis we all have where we just get, that we run off at the mind. Our thoughts take us away. We lose time. The present moment is gone because we're worried about yesterday or tomorrow. Right? And so quiet your mind. Just for a minute. Thinking ain't all it's cracked up to be. Garbage in, garbage out, right? Where are you getting your information from? Thinking ain't always cracked up to be, but I tell you what. Your senses ain't here to fool you. Trust them. Trust them. If you ever had that second mind, my first mind told me, you have people in the South, we do that a lot. My first mind told me to do it. I should have gone with my first mind, my first thought, they mean. And I told you, when I was in school, even my teachers, when we were taking the SATs up against the clock, even my teachers suggested that I put down the first thing to come to your mind. If you can't figure it out, don't waste a lot of time, she said. Just put down the first thing to come to your mind. Sometimes that's more right. That's 9 times out of 10, that would be right. My teacher told me that. So this first mind thing, going with that first feeling, that first implication is oftentimes more correct than when you second guess stuff. Now somebody ain't giving us enough information or the correct information, so sometimes we second guess wrong. And we wish we had gone with our first inclination. But we don't pay attention to that. We think we know better until we run into a problem. So I like that statement, lose your mind. Sometimes you have to lose your mind to come to your senses. What do you think? I got my lines open, guys. I also got my chat open. And this is your time to shine. This is part of the show I dedicate to you, my listeners. And so please, how do you read this statement? Sometimes you have to lose your mind to come to your freaking senses. I'm going to play y'all a little music. I'll be right back. Sometimes you have to lose your mind to come to your senses. Thank you. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary. And tonight, our topic tonight has been a review of the statement that you often hear. Sometimes you have to lose your mind to come to your senses. And I gave my little interpretation of what that might imply. And I like the idea, if it's in the sense that you don't lose your mind like going crazy, you stop running off at the mind. You know, they used to tell me quit running off at the mouth, but quit running off at the mind. Our mind chatters so much. We got so many thoughts going on in our head, and it all's coming from all kinds of different places, TV, conversations, the past, the future. Your mind can take you places, right? But when you really get now, I talked about a situation I was in where I was doing security, where that's kind of being frosty was all about being in the now. It was before I even heard about being in the now. I understood and we trained to be in the moment, to own the courtroom, or to own the hallways on the way to court, to own the area we were in, to the point where if something changed, we saw it, we heard it, we smelled it, we tasted it, we were there. We didn't have time to think about what happened last night or what's going to happen tomorrow because our client could be hurt. And so I came from there to realizing that there's a spiritual practice, I guess, a life practice of being present. And I know the value of that. You hear more, see more, you know, you detect more. You're aware more, or whatever you're going to call it. You're more conscious, they would say. And so when I hear lose your mind, to me it's just me be quiet for a minute and listen. Smell, taste, and touch, apply all your senses to the situation, right? That's what they're there for, to tell you what's really going on around you. I think 24/7 your senses job seem to be just to tell you what the hell's happening around you. So if you really want, and it gets you raw data, it doesn't filter the data. It don't say, I don't like this, I like that. It give it to you the way it is. If it's painful, you get it that way. So if it's pleasurable, you get it that way. But your senses don't filter that shit. You do. And you do the filtering in your head. And so when you quiet your mind, you're getting raw data. You're getting the world the way it is. It's almost like taking off VR glasses. If you've been had virtual reality glasses, taking them off is like coming back to the present moment, where the game of life is played at, not in virtual reality. So we open our lines up tonight. We ask you what you thought about that. I got my take on lose your mind, come to your senses. I love giving attention to my senses more than my thoughts sometimes, because they give me that real information. I see people, places, and things for what they really are. When you practice that, you see people, places, and things for who they really are, not what they say, not who you think they are, or where you think they're coming from. I learned to do it the way a baby would do it before he learns how to any language, or before my pets, my animals would do it. They read people. They don't give a damn what they're saying. Because they're paying attention. They're using their senses. Oh, yeah. Much more than I had to learn to do. I learned to trust what people were saying. So to me, it's like going back to home, coming home, back to my God-given senses and trusting them. That's the next step. Believing them and trusting them and moving on that trust. I don't care what you think it is, what it looked like, That ain't what it is. You just admitted it ain't what it is when you said it looked like something. You're comparing it to something else. But what is it? You got to employ your senses to know it, right? And the senses start to sharpen, man. You know, your senses get sharper. You hear more, you see more, you notice more, all that kind of stuff when you're present. And that can't be bad. That can only be a benefit to be more aware of your surroundings. And so, I wanted to see what you guys think. So I opened up my phone lines. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. 563-999-3531. My chat room is open. I'll be monitoring that chat. So I want you to think about that. This is your time to shine. I set this side of the show for you. I've done my piece. Let me give you a little music, guys. I'll be right back. And you've been listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Block Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary. Tonight, we've been going over the statement, lose your mind. Sometimes you have to lose your mind to come to your senses, it says. I gave my little take on that. But guys, I want to thank everybody who listened in for listening in tonight. You know, we're here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right. And don't forget, if you want to make sure that you catch us when we're live, hit that follow button. If you're on my site, you'll see a little follow button up in the upper right-hand corner. Hit that follow button, and you will be alerted when we are live. And if you can share it or would like to share this presentation with others, there's a share button just across from that follow button. Hit that share button, and you can share this presentation with someone who might be interested in the subject matter or just in general looking at the things that affect our lives every day from a revolutionary point of view. And revolution is just change. There's different modes of it, but it's just change. And a lot of things need changing out here. And so I want to thank everyone again who listened in tonight for listening in. And I want to see everybody. I'll talk to everyone tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk, Revolutionary Life. And like I say, you never know what the subject's going to be. So want a heads up, hit that follow button. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And I will catch you guys tomorrow night at 7 p.m. I want to wish everybody a good night. Stay frosty. Stay in the moment, stay in the now, so you don't miss out on stuff. What's the use of the universe bringing you gifts if you're not home? Stay here in the present. Past is gone. The future may not even come. This is the most powerful moment in your life. Don't waste it. Have a good night. Buenas noches. Buona notte. Ciao. Let me give you a little music as we go out. Thank you again for listening in. Appreciate you.